Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I've got a lot that I want to talk about. I've got a lot that I can talk about, but I want to hear what you want to talk about. We've got the phone lines open for this full 8 o'clock hour here on Montana Talks. Give us a ring, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. In fact, before I even get into anything that I want to talk about this morning, we've already got a caller on the phone lines. Let's just jump right into the phone lines to kick off the hour. Pat in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. Boy, you called in early. Thanks so much. And what's on your mind? What do you want to tell folks about?
Okay, well, I don't think a lot of people know this abortion issue, that several years ago, a pregnant woman was killed by a drunk driver. She was very much pregnant. And the person was charged not only with her death, but the death of the fetus that she was carrying in her body. And that should end the abortion thing. Besides the fact that what they did to get it on the ballot in Montana, and they're trying it, they're paying people all over the country to get rid of family values and the value of life. And they pay people to come in to get it on our ballot that had nothing to do with the state of Montana. People need to wake up, look what's happening, and protect family values and the value of a human being that's inside of another person's body.
Yeah, this CI-128.
But they can't use it for birth control.
This CI-128, I believe it's about much more than even just their radical viewpoint on abortion. They want to have abortion, no limits, on demand, all the way up until the due date. But I think they're also trying to use this. There's no mention of women. There's no female pronouns used in this abortion initiative. I think that alone tells us this is about much more than even just abortion. And Pat, you're right. Over $11 million from out of state, from these radical abortion mill activists, is flooding into the state of Montana.
They're making money off the aborted part, and I don't think a lot of people know that. It's not about the woman's rights. It's about the money that the radicals are making from the aborted fetus, and that should be a crime.
All right. Well, Pat, thanks for the call. Glad we could get you on right out the gates here. We've got phone lines open for you as well. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. I was talking with our friend David Noble, who fills in for us on the show here from time to time. And we agree with what Montana Governor Greg Gianforte had to say about these ballot initiatives, these constitutional initiatives on the ballot, because just like CI-128, CI-126 and CI-127 are being funded by out-of-state left-wing activists by the millions. They're trying to mess with your elections. They're trying to mess with your constitution. They're trying to install no-limits abortion and much more, as you can tell when you actually look at CI-128 and the absence of gender-specific pronouns in particular. So just say no to every single one of them. Don't let them mess with our elections. Don't let them mess with our Constitution. That's my take on that one. Pat, thanks for kicking things off for us. Why don't you kick it off after the break? Call in right now, 294-0970.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's answer.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, looks like we got a few callers on the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation as well, let's go to Mike in, actually, Ron in Belgrade. I think it's been a while since we've had a phone call from a Ron in Belgrade. Let's start there since all the calls kind of came in at once. Ron, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. So you and I talked probably about a month and a half ago about, I called in and was talking about the voters that have got John Tester into office.
Yeah.
And we know that you know, Trump and Gianforte and most of Helena have all been elected by the Republican majority across the state. But John Tester keeps winning these elections, and the question I proposed to you a few months ago was why? Because of the number of Republican voters that turn around and vote for him. Well, lo and behold, last 2 weeks or so, we've been seeing a ton of these ads coming out. You know, I'm a lifelong Republican, but I'm voting for John Tester. You know, it's where are these people at, and how come they think that John Tester is all that and a bag of beans for them, but President Trump and everybody else they vote for is what we're looking for.
Well, I don't know if you've seen some of the names or seen some of the faces in some of those ads. One of them, Don Seifert. Do you remember the name Don Seifert? He was one of your Gallatin County
Commissioner.
County Commissioner. I see Don Seifert on Twitter, on X, all the time. This guy is pro-Biden, pro-Kamala. He was pro-Steve Bullock. He was cheerleading the mask mandates, the government, you know, lockdowns, the shutting down school sports. He's one of those, I'm a lifelong Republican. Oh, BS, man. So these advertisements from Tester are psychological operations designed to convince people that are voting for Trump to try to keep them from also voting for Tim Sheehy. But that being said, though, like you're right, there are people that have voted even for Trump in the past that then 2 years later, some of them still voted for John Tester. I hope that the gig is finally up, that people have finally seen through his shtick, but they're trying to keep that idea going by running these fake phony ads with these left-wing Democrats like Don Seifert. Like there's a kid named, or he's a kid, he's a grown man, but there's a guy named Justin Schaff, however you pronounce his name. Again, I've argued with the guy on Twitter over the course of several years. He's another pro-lockdown, pro-Bullock, pro-Biden Democrat, but he's one of these, I'm a Republican for Tester guy in one of these commercials. I mean, it's just so phony.
Well, you and I know they're using a bunch of leftists to do these ads and stuff, but the fact still stands, you know, John Tester, he's won elections with the majority because we do have that Republican crossover vote because they're voting on that singular option that they think that Tester's the only one that can help them with that. And unfortunately, it's been a lot of veterans in the past because they think that John Tester, because of his position on that Veterans Committee, they think he's the only one that can provide for him. And I really, you know, would love to see Tim Sheehy out there, and he's been doing a great job of it, but we've got to pound into everybody's head that Tester's not the answer. He isn't going to do it. He might fight for somebody here and there a little bit, but he's not for the entire state.
Well, there's casework. Yeah, I've said this before. Look, I've worked on Capitol Hill. And I will say this. I may disagree with our Democrat friends on policy, but there are good staff members that work for every single one of these elected officials. And on both sides of the aisle, I'm not afraid to say that. Like, and they will do casework on your behalf. You can call these offices and you can say, hey, I'm having an issue with the VA, or I'm having an issue with Social Security Administration. And they'll go to work and try to, you know, shake things up for you, speaking on behalf of the senator or the congressman or whatever. And so there's staff that will do good casework on both sides of the aisle. But again, why do we have so many cases with the VA right now? Why is the VA such a head case? Because you've got a guy named John Tester who's the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and And veterans care is going in the wrong direction in the last 3.5 years, just like the economy has gone in the wrong direction in the last 3.5 years. So he is failing as the chairman of the VA committee. And it's going to take a Bronze Star for Valor Purple Heart veteran like Tim Sheehy to get back in there and fix things for our veterans, if you ask me. Ron, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Mike in Big Timber next up. Mike, what's on your mind?
Calling in, Aaron, thanks for taking my call. To let people know, you can print out this vote no on CI-128, and it's a list from the Montana Life Defense Fund, and Daniel Turnquist is the treasurer. And you're right, Aaron, the amount of money, from $3 million from the Advocacy Fund out of California down to $100,000 from people like Deborah Simon, Elizabeth Simpson, all kinds of folks, and they're all out of state. Now, one of them is listed here as the top donors from Montana.
Overwhelmingly, the money that is flowing in to support all of these radical ballot initiatives are all coming from radical left-wing donors from out of state.
It's a lot of money, Aaron. It's huge. I mean, there's a 1630 fund, $2 million out of D.C., all kinds of, I mean, I'm looking at this thing, I have it printed out, and it's just incredible. So I think people should get on that website of the Montana Life Defense Fund and print this thing out. I'm starting to pass them out and putting them, I'm just jamming them into people's doors.
Yeah, also check out the Montana Family Foundation website. They've got their legal analysis posted there and additional great information. So, Mike, thanks for that call. Thanks for that additional reference for our listeners to check out. Appreciate your phone call. We got Lee in Kalispell. We got Tom in Billings. And we've got phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Get your calls in now because we got a busy 9 o'clock hour coming up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, that's pretty funny. One of our listeners sent me a message, and did you guys see these the abortion wacktivists? Did you see the latest stunt that they were pulling? They did it in Bozeman. They had a press conference. They got hit by an IUD. Did you see downtown Billings got hit by an IUD? Not an IED. They got hit by an IUD. By the way, little throwback. This moment in history, the funniest debate back and forth, one of the funniest debate back and forth ever. It was at Petro Theater on the MSU Billings campus back in the fall of 2016. 8 years ago. Holy cow, 8 years ago. And then Democrat Governor Steve Bullock started talking about how all of our troops were getting hit by IUDs, and the whole crowd laughed at him. He didn't really know what an IED was, so he tried to memorize the line, and instead he talked about how our troops were overseas getting hit by IUDs. Well, downtown Billings got hit by an IUD. Did you see the giant inflatable IUD? Anyway, they were staging this press conference, and again, if the Democrats hold a press conference, the media all shows up. If the Democrats protest something, they get coverage of their protesters. If you guys protest something, maybe they'll show up, but most likely not. Anyway, one of our listeners said that, they checked out one of the local news station's websites, and it looks like hardly anybody showed up for their little CI-128 rally. in Billings. So there you go. But downtown Billings was hit by an IUD. Synced it with my own eyes, Clark. Let's see. Lee and Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, this deals with Hillary Clinton and her saying that she was good, and she has quite the chutzpah. She was going to decide for the country what's good information and what's disinformation. Now, if you disagree with her, that's disinformation, of course, and that your First Amendment rights will be taken away from you and land in, well, a political prison. It'd be a gulag. Now, she's already mentioned she'd like to have gulags in the United States, and gulag is, like I said, a political prison where people are taken in or walk in. They're taking out feet first a lot of the time. In China, there was over 100,000 people killed, and in Russia, the same thing. Over 100,000 people killed in the gulags.
Well, and speaking of misinformation, or what we used to call it, lying, Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for the Steele dossier, which was a foreign intelligence operative concocting false claims against Donald J. Trump to interfere in the presidential election. Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for that misinformation, or what we used to call lie. And then they lied about that very lie. And they claimed it was Russia, Russia, Russia. And so the fact that anybody would put a microphone in front of Hillary Clinton without a heavy dose of skepticism when it comes to the topic of misinformation, it just shows you how phony the media is. Great to hear from you, Lee. Thanks for the call. Tom in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, just to give you a heads up, I notified John Tester's office. I am a combat veteran. I notified John Tester's office 2 weeks ago. I've been trying to get through to the VA. I have an issue that is combat related with my spine. I just got a call yesterday from the VA, and they said that the funds aren't available to take any more new applicants, even with service related injuries. So I ended up having to go in and pay the neurologist and the neurosurgeon $7,500 for a service-related injury, and the VA would not cover it. And it was funny that I had talked to these people. They kept ghosting me, blowing me off. They wanted to know how much money I made. They said I make too much money, but they will look into it. I notified John Tester's office. Actually, it was on the 17th. They called back. They said, we'll look into it. 2 days later, I get a phone call from the VA here in Billings, and they said they are not taking, because of budget restraints, they are not taking any more veteran-related injuries.
Wow, that is so outrageous. You know, Volodymyr Zelensky didn't have that problem when he was campaigning on the American taxpayer dime in Pennsylvania earlier this week. He got the travel funds pretty easily. He's getting billions and billions of our taxpayer dollars. We're funding their pensions for their government officials over there, but we're not taking care of our own combat veterans with service-connected injuries. The illegal aliens have had no trouble getting their debit cards, getting their housing, getting their health care paid for, but a combat veteran in Billings, Montana. If only we had a chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that was actually taking care of our veterans. Tom, thanks for your service. Thanks for the call. Nancy in Roundup next up. What's going on, Nancy?
Well, good morning, everyone. I have a question for you about the rally, but first I want to hit on these bankruptcies. Tupperware, an 80-year-old company that was actually started during World War II, has filed bankruptcy. So it's 80 years old, and I just want to say that Big Lots, it was an Ohio company that two brothers started way back in the 1980s as Odd Lots and turned into Big Lots. they filed bankruptcy. The brothers sold to a Nexus Capital Management LP. They sold the business out, but the company has filed bankruptcy on September the 8th. And 300 stores will be closing, and I actually helped set that one up down here in the Heights in the Billings, so I'm very sad to hear so many stores are going to be closed. I'm not sure if the one in Billings is going to stand up or not. So, but my question about the rally is this. Well, I want to say, too, that it was inflation and high interest rates plus the COVID shutdown. They just couldn't recover. I want to ask you about the rally. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be set up down there at the city park? Are you going to be kind of like wandering around?
Good question. Or? Most likely wandering around. I'm really good at wandering around. This is the coal rally, for those who aren't tracking. Yeah, the Montana coal rally and roundup tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. I was wondering what I should do. I haven't really come up with a game plan. What I think we'll probably do, Americans for Prosperity Montana, you know, I've been traveling the state doing a series of events with them. We even did events in Colstrip with AFP Montana. They're going to have a table set up with a big Americans for Prosperity Montana banner over it, et cetera. I'll probably hang out around there, at least for a good chunk of the rally. If all else fails, pop in at the AFP Montana rally, because I'd love to see you and all of our other great listeners that will be at the coal rally and roundup tomorrow. They're going to have some T-shirts and swag too. I'm so glad that the roundup mayor is holding that event. I loved chatting with that mayor the other day. She was great.
Yeah, Sandy, she's been mayor for many, many years here, and they were biblical people. They were running the first, First Life Church here. They're good people. But I'll be wandering around, too. I'll have my red, white, and blue American flag jacket on, and I'll have a Vietnam veteran with me. I'm going to make sure he's all decked out to be a proud, let people know he's a proud Vietnam veteran. So we'll be down there in support.
Oh, I got to meet him. I got to meet him for sure. So we'll look forward to seeing you at that Montana coal rally. Yeah, 4 to 6 on a Friday. I know it's a Friday, but folks, this is important. The mayor of Roundup, Sandra Jones, told us the other day when she was in studio that these coal mining jobs, and we just lost 700 mining jobs at the Stillwater mine because of this Green New Deal garbage. We can't afford to lose any more. And these jobs are threatened right now. If we don't get this action to take place, she said they could see layoffs, what was it, by the end of the year, and the whole mine could shut down by next year unless something happens. And she credited Senator Steve Daines with three different bills that he is pushing on Capitol Hill right now as we speak, and saying how important those bills are. So this rally is going to be important. Also, I wore my Montana coal shirt at the Fusion Fights in Great Falls last Saturday. I've worn it elsewhere across the state of Montana, and people love that Montana coal shirt. It's a it's an up-top clothing company shirt, which is, you know, a Butte, Montana-started company. Colt Anderson started that company, and they make incredible clothing gear. So it's an up-top clothing T-shirt, so it's comfortable. It fits great. And then you're promoting Montana Cool. It's got the great subdued American flag on the right shoulder. It's just a really cool T-shirt. They told me they're going to have several hundred of those shirts on hand at that Montana coal rally. So a lot of people said, hey, Aaron, where'd you get that shirt? I got it at the Governor's Cup in Kalispell this summer. You can get one at the coal rally in Roundup this Friday. Speaking of coal, one of those bills that Senator Steve Daines is pushing, in classic flip-flop, flat-top fashion, John Tester will tell you one thing, but he will do another. There's a story. David Jay at KTVQ.com has a story about the hearing on one of those bills. And there you go. You can read John Tester's quote. John Tester is undermining the very legislation that would help the Crow tribe, that would help the Signal Peak coal mine. I'm telling you, if you haven't figured this out yet, John Tester will tell the Crow tribe one thing, and then he will stab you in the back and undermine it. You cannot trust the guy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, look at that fancy t-shirt right there. Oro y Plata. James Brown for state auditor, Montana First. That's a good-looking t-shirt. All right. Hey, yeah, Jim Brown just walked into the studios. We'll chat with him here in just a second. A nice visit here by the current president of the Montana PSC running for state auditor. First up, though, speaking of the PSC, the Public Service Commission, we've got State Senator Brad Molnar on the phone lines. He's running for the PSC once again. Brad, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and good morning to you and Jim. Briefly, what I wanted to call about is I'm not really fast. It takes me a long time to figure stuff out. But I had to dig into, on behalf of a guy that's running for the House, the limits that we can get as candidates from Republican Central Committees, which are county, or the Republican Women's Group in those counties. And here's what I found. Okay, in my race, I can get $16,800 from Republican Central Committees and Women's Groups. Have no fear, I'm not going to get anywhere near that. But that's the maximum. If, however, one of those Central Committees or Women's Groups are not accepted by the state, recognized by the state, they're limited to 450, and that's all I can collect. Not that I would know if that's what's going on. So then I have to report every nickel that comes in from these groups. I have a cap. People can look into it and look into individual donors. I have to list all of that, how much gas in my tank I burned, putting up signs versus going to the grocery store. It's very detailed. But if it's a dark money pack or a black money pack, which is even worse, there is no limits as to how much you can put into that and then have that either support or attack me, and nobody knows. It has been ruled that this, they have a right to their say, that they can come in from almost anywhere, and that you can't put a limit on that. So then why is it an open and transparent group like a Republican Central Committee does have limits?
Yeah. You punish the people for trying to follow the process. You're better.
Right.
If I was one of these, you know, millionaires or billionaires that had the pockets for it, it's like, okay, so yeah, go contribute to individual candidates that you support, like Brad Molnar, like Dan Wilson for Supreme Court, like Corey Swanson for Supreme Court, like James Brown for state auditor. But in reality, if I had the pockets for it, I would just go out and start my own super PAC. And then I could plug as much money as I wanted to out there promoting the candidate or the cause that I support. That's what the left is doing. That's what they're doing in the Supreme Court races. That's what they're doing with these ballot initiatives. Where's our people at, right?
Right, and I'm not going to be there, so I would, and that's what I'm calling in, I want legislators from across the state to take a look at this, that if you are open and transparent, you're limited, and you're punished if you get one thing wrong on your form. If, however, you're down, dirty, nasty, nobody knows who you are, where the money's coming from, you're unlimited.
Exactly.
Both can't be open political speech if one is hammered and the other is not.
It's the way all this so-called campaign finance reform has actually really backfired and given more power to outside sources. Brad Molnar, great to hear from you. James Brown in the house. You want to jump in on this topic? Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot about this. In fact, this was an area of my law practice. So let's go back to about 2000, 2001. I was an aide in the United States Congress, as you know, Aaron, from our shared experience. We both at one point worked for Senator Conrad Burns. So anyway, around that time, Congress got it in its mind that there was too much money in politics, which is probably true. So they did a bill called the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Bill, if you remember that. And the idea was to try to tamp down money in politics. And up until that time, most of the money flowed through either direct contribution to candidates or through political parties, right? So they Congress passes McCain-Feingold and puts the lid down on money that can run through political parties. And that has created this scenario now where you have all these dark money groups and third party groups, right?
Yeah.
Because money will always find an outlet. It always will.
Before, they had a process, yep. And they had political parties, which have elections at the precinct level. They have elections at the county level. They have a process at the state level. There was a process in place where people could take part in it. But then campaign finance reform undermines that process, and now it's all outside money, calling a lot of the shots. And I was a student at the University of Montana at the time. And saw this firsthand, whereas if you were just an everyday student and you wanted to speak up and speak out, you were limited with what you could do. If you wanted to campaign for just like a student senate seat or student government president, for example, you could only spend this much money. But Montperg and all these left-wing special interest groups and then the administration and the left-wing school newspaper, they had unlimited amounts to attack you and to spend against you, but you could only spend this much to defend or promote your own message. And it was outrageous. So I joked at the time, I called it campus finance reform, you know, and took a spin off of that whole campaign finance reform thing. But it's just atrocious. But that's what they want to do. They want to silence us. They want to shut down our speech so they can control the process. They always figure out a way that they have the bigger voice. They always try to find a way.
Yeah, and that goes in keeping with what you were talking about earlier on the show as I was driving in here to speak to you is that the way that I saw that and have experienced personally, as you know, I ran for Supreme Court 2 years ago. Well, I was limited, right, in the amount of money that I could raise as an individual candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that, you know, my ability to get my message out about who Jim Brown is and what he stands for is grossly overwhelmed by the amount of special interest money that comes into these Supreme Court races. I raised about $700,000 in my race, which is a good, healthy sum. I worked hard for that. But what we saw is in the final 2 months of my race, over $5 million in negative spending came against me.
Well, and look at right now, Bitigeri, somebody just sent me the numbers the other day. Bitigeri, who's the far left candidate for the Supreme Court going against this great judge, Dan Wilson, overwhelmingly getting her money from California, Washington, out-of-state sources. It's just crazy what's going on. But that's why they want to control the courts so they can control everything else. James Brown, a Republican candidate for state auditor, popped into our studios. Great to see you. Hold that thought. Let me sneak in a phone call here from Keith in Billings. Keith, are you there? Okay, we might have lost Keith. Anyway, Keith was, he told our producer Travis he wanted to talk about the Biden laptop report. Keith, if you're still listening, we're going to do a follow-up on the Biden laptop report because the gentleman that joined us over the phone yesterday morning, right at this hour, Garrett Ziegler, who delivered that Biden laptop report last night, he's going to be with us in studio 1 hour from now. So, Keith, maybe call back then. Tell us what you thought of the Biden laptop report presentation, or maybe you have a follow-up question for Garrett Ziegler. Like I say, he'll be with us in studio in about an hour. All right, James Brown, candidate for state auditor. Jim, what's the most important? You know, it's funny. I couldn't even tell you who your opponent is running for state auditor, which is a good thing for you because if I read the news every day and can't tell you who your opponent is, there's a lot of other people out there who probably have no idea who your opponent is either. But what's the most important issue for this state auditor race?
Yeah. So for those that don't know, the state auditor regulates insurance and securities in Montana. It doesn't audit anything. That's sort of an anachronism left over from the 1889 Constitution. And then the auditor serves on the very important land board, which manages about 5 million estate lands for the benefit of schools in Montana. And then what many people don't know is that the auditor serves on the state board of election canvassers. So you can imagine the importance of keeping that seat in Republican hands. But the big issue that I'm hearing out on the campaign trail, and I just was out in Miles City and making my way back towards Dillon, where I grew up, for the weekend. The big thing I'm hearing is the exploding cost of insurance in Montana, and then the cancellation of homeowners insurance due to perceived wildfire risk. And I can tell you that when I'm elected in November and sworn in January, that's one of the very first things that I'm going to tackle is I believe the modeling that's being used by insurance companies to determine wildfire risk in Montana is inaccurate because it's based on a California type model.
We should be broken away from California. They shouldn't be judging Montana based on what's happening in California. California rates should determine what's going on in California, but Montana should be judged based on the reality in Montana. The reality is in Montana, we've got a governor who's focusing on forest health and fighting wildfire. Think about how hot this summer was, how dry this summer was. But we have a governor who is aggressively attacking wildfire starts. So, yeah, our home insurance rates should be better in Montana than they are in, you know, Gavin Newsom's California. But you're right. We need the state auditor like you to tackle that fight and to raise that issue. Great point. Stand by.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I happen to be partners with the largest radio company in the country, which is iHeartMedia. And then the second one would be the company that Mark Levin is a part of. And the third one, which is called Odyssey, well, apparently the FCC has moved with unprecedented speed to approve Soros's capture of the third largest radio company in the country. I wonder how many conservative talk show hosts will be left standing at the end of the day on their talk stations. The answer is probably zero. Now is the next move to go after other radio stations and silence talk radio completely? Would that be in the land of conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow? I don't know, but certainly got to think about it. Why did he have a sudden interest in this out of nowhere?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't.
This is life before tech care. Cracked computers and leaky fridges.
I'm sorry, we just don't cover that.
This is the future of tech care. Thousands of devices are covered. Repairs and replacements are always close by. And 1 a.m. problems? Get 1 a.m. support. Finally, you're not just covered, you're taken care of. Get the future of tech care at Asurion.com/tech care.
www.americancrossroads.org. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, kicking off the hour. And typically that would be, you know, just one segment, you know, a fairly quick segment. But I want to extend that segment today because we did a teletown hall meeting the other night with Senator Steve Daines, and the back and forth between Henry and Senator Daines talking coal and coal strip and so much more. It was a fascinating back and forth. I remember sitting there thinking, Man, we should be playing this on the radio right now. Well, I'm going to play a portion of that on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, plus get Henry's take on it all, and try to sneak in your phone calls as well. Plus, I mentioned we got Garrett Ziegler with the Marco Polo 501c3 that is responsible for the Biden laptop report. He'll be in studio with us. Great to have James Brown in the house right now, Republican candidate for state auditor. The Big Sky Business Journal Hot Sheet actually had a report earlier this week, why insurance rates are high. Montana is among Western states with the most rapid increases in home insurance premiums, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Average premiums increased by 34% nationwide over a seven-year period. While for Western states, the increase has reached into the 40% plus range. Jim, this goes right to the point you're making here, which is like, okay, nationwide, the home premiums are up 34%, but in the West, they're up 40%. Well, thanks a lot, California, but why are we being judged? Why are we paying the California premiums?
Yeah, it's a fair question, and one I intend to get at as your next state auditor. So there are a couple factors driving home insurance prices in Montana. One is, of course, is the value of houses in Montana have exploded. And, of course, insurers are going to set the insurance premium based on the value of the house. And so as we get more folks that move here and housing costs increase, that's one explanation. The other explanation you talked about is that Montana, because we're such a small population state, we get that thrown into groups, you know, for valuation purposes that are not commensurate with what's actually happening here. And the point that I make, for example, is that, you know, supposedly we're a high wildfire risk state. But if you really look at what happens in Montana is we have, as our former boss used to talk about, there's a lot of dirt between light bulbs in eastern Montana, right? So if you have a wildfire in eastern Montana, the risk of loss to actual physical buildings is pretty low, you know, because there's a there aren't many structures out in Montana, and I don't think when insurance companies do their valuations, they take that into account.
Yeah, so yeah, you mentioned two things. Obviously, home prices are going up because inflation has driven up the price of everything, especially home construction, so that drives up premiums. Interest rates have skyrocketed in the past few years, so that makes it harder. That makes it more expensive. But then you've got bad policy in California driving up high premiums in Montana, which is crazy. Even Kamala Harris admitting now that her and John Tester's policies have killed the American dream. Listen.
You know, home ownership for too many people in our country now is elusive. You know, gone is the day of everyone thinking they could actually live the American dream.
She's admitting that her policies and John Tester's policies are failing.
Yeah, well, certainly you have highlighted this on your tour with Americans for Prosperity. I mean, look at where Americans and their standard of living was, you know, pre-January of 21 when Biden was sworn in. And look what's happened in the last 3 years. I mean, the average cost for a Montanan is, what, $30,000 more than it was for January
21? $30,000 more energy, food, right? Everything, yeah.
Yeah, and it's these failed federal policies of Biden and Harris that are driving most of this. We get up get a handle on it.
We gave out the $24 gift cards at On the Rocks in Warden a few months ago, and I love what Wyatt LaPrame with AFP said. He said, here you go. We want you to party like it's 2020 again. And they're like, oh, that's great, you know. So, all right. Well, James Brown, Republican candidate for state auditor. What's your website or best way for folks to get a hold of you?
It's jamesbrownformontana.com, jamesbrownformontana.com. And before we go, if I can get on this, make sure you ask Henry Kriegel about his time in Washington.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.